All right. Thank you, Deputy Chief, for joining us this evening on December 20th, 2023. I hereby call this meeting. Yeah. For the record, Deputy Chief Long is the audience.
So far,
adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On December 15th, 2023, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag? And just for the record, it is 7:03 when the meeting began.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Councilman Luther?
Here.
Councilman Kajewski?
Here.
Vice President Strauss?
Here.
Mayor
Millett? Here.
And Councilman
Schiffauer. Very good. We'll open the floor to the member of the public. Any public comment?
None.
We will close the public comment session. It is holiday season after all. We'll move to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items for the consent that need to be removed? I have one. We're going to pull resolution number 234-2023 because we're going to need to make some modifications, which I probably should steal that piece of paper from you. Any other items? Anyone in the room would like to have pulled from the agenda? All right. May I have a motion for the consent agenda, please?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kajewski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor
Millett? Aye. I have to remember to come back to that guy. Reports. Councilman Glaser.
Yes, quickly. The Planning Board, we did have a special meeting on the 18th to formally adopt the resolution for the Willows at Spruce Run so they can get their financing going along. We approved the resolution for the Willows for an extension of the bond, some vouchers, all more business. The reorg of the Planning Board is scheduled for Monday, 8th of January. Nothing on the signatory, they have a normal open meeting on Thursday, the 4th of January. They'll do their reorg in February. They're on a little different year than we are. The Finance Committee, we had a good first session with the Minister and CFO yesterday. Sort of a Bill and the team kicked off the budget weeks ago, but Con and I just kicked off with them. And that's all I've got.
Excellent. Councilman Kaczynowski.
I agree with Bill on the Finance Committee, and I have nothing else to report. I'm sorry I'm 3 minutes late, but I did send
you. You weren't 3 minutes late because by the time we called the roll, you were here. So you were fine. Council President Strauss.
Yes, very brief. I do not have a report for Board of Ed or Historical Preservation. Public Safety, we did receive Chief Jordan's reports. I saw the update on accreditation, which is good news. We're ahead of schedule on that. And the traffic complaint, the West Main Street, we received the data back, and it doesn't seem to be a lot of problems to average. So it's nice when we have the tools to
do that.
Yeah, to justify whether, you know, it's a substantiated report, complaint or not. No report for fire, EMS. Thank you, Lindsay, for emailing out the report. I've done a report for South Branch. And no report for OEM or CERT. And we briefly discussed the water in the basement. That was all I have.
It did rain a little. From my perspective, just this week, last, trying to help our new planning board secretary through her adjustment period. She's doing very well with the zoning, but the planning is really new to her, so the planning and zoning board stuff kind of, Bill, thank you for your help, both bills. So I think that's moving along. We discussed some additional personnel potential activities that will be coming down the road. And, well, that's about all I have at the moment. Anything? From the administrator,
the comments from Councilman Glaser and Councilman Kaczynowski relative to the
Finance Committee meeting on the budget. Thought that was a good first meeting with the CFO as well as the tax assessor who came in and gave kind of a preliminary overview of the status of assessments and the township. So I thought that was very encouraging. Today I attended the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund meeting on behalf of the township. We were, township was provided with its annual dividend check for your membership and their calculation of what you would receive this year. So you had a nice dividend, $14,497. So that was nice, which will go into Myrna and be used for next year. So I thought that was good to do. I sent you a copy there as well as the Finance Committee. So very pleased to get that. We do want to note Mr. Balkan, thank him, our risk manager, for his efforts today as well as throughout the year. He does a really nice job for you, and fortunate to have some of his expertise and skill set.
Good. All right. We will now then move to the ordinance that is on our agenda for its second reading and adoption. This is ordinance number 1191, and the ghosts agree, 1191-2023, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, accepting the donation of vacant real property located on New Jersey State Highway Route 31 and Molasses Hill Road and designated as Block 26, Lot 1 on the Clinton Township tax maps. We discussed this introduction. I think it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty much a lot that is now not developable due to Highlands restrictions and environmental constraints. So it will likely fall off the tax rolls completely because they'll probably not want to pay taxes on it. And it just makes sense for us and the assessment's small, so it makes sense for us to accept it now and just add it to the ROSI.
Well, I was going to ask that question after you're doing
this. Maybe not add it to the ROSI, but add it to our inventory of township-owned land.
We have a conversation about
that. Yeah. Fair point. I correct myself. Any discussion before we open it up to the public hearing? Seeing none, we'll open it up to the public, which has since multiplied by two. It's doubled. Anyone from the public wish to comment on this particular ordinance? Seeing no movement, we'll close the public hearing, and I will ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Millett?
Yes. We're going to double back now. We're heading into resolutions. We'll go back to resolution number 234-2023. If the clerk would hand me the resolution that has been marked up, I will do it on the fly. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving a refund for a duplicate payment of permit for the building department in an amount not to exceed $75. And the resolution will now read thusly. It will read, whereas the construction office collected duplicate $75 payments on October 30th, 2023, and on December 1st, 2023, for innovative therapies. And whereas the construction office is requesting to refund $75 to innovative therapies, now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, that the CFO is authorized to refund innovative therapies in the amount of $75 from the UCC clearing account. I'll make the motion. May I have a second? Roll call, please.
Councilman Leeser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Millett?
Yes. Now we go to resolution number 236-2023, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the initiation of a procurement card program. This is called colloquially a P-card. It permits the staff with certain restrictions to make credit card purchase, credit card-like purchases. It's essentially an electronic purchase order without us having to have a credit card and running balance and all that fun stuff. Administrator Close, anything you need to
add or quantify? Sure. The key card program just is it's another what I'll call financial tool for the municipality. It is not a credit card and is not treated as such. It's not a debit card. It has specific, this is a program through the state of New Jersey. And in this case, the successful vendor was the Bank of America. There's a limit to it. It has to be approved in terms of the restrictions that are placed on number of users. You designate number of users. The cap, in this case, the cap is going to be $500. It's going to be under the oversight of the chief financial officer. And essentially, it will be used for items that or places that otherwise might not take a purchase order, and so we'll allow different departments to utilize this, as you said, as a form of electronic purchase order, and then have the confirming documentation on file with the chief financial officer for review and approval at all times.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes. Now, Resolution 237-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the request for proposal for the hiring of an automated data processing firm for payroll processing and payroll services for the Township of Clinton through the competitive contracting process, upgrading our system, actually creating a system for payroll that is a little bit more with the times, has been an item on my agenda since Ms. Mekovitz was the administrator. I want to thank Administrator Close for getting the RFP pulled together. All and timekeeping, vacation tracking, I believe even withholding and all of that.
Yeah, it's all firms of payroll. You're soliciting proposals from any and all firms that provide these services. It's going to be done via electronic bidding. So again, it's a new feature for the township to do that, so we keep a permanent record, and it allows for a quicker and easier review and access of all proposals submitted on any such RFP and or bid posted by the municipality. In this case, it would be not just all firms, all payroll services, traditional, as well as some of the other, what I'll call human resource components that you just identified.
Yeah, which will make it more efficient. ADP, but tracking vacation time and all of that is done very manually, and quite honestly, it's labor intensive, and it costs us money to do it.
I remember the issues we've had.
Yeah.
And there's other tools, as Councilman Kachanowski points out.
How many employees do we have on this payroll system?
Oh, with part-timers as well.
Oh, it's got to be.
You're over 100 when you put the seasonal quotes on.
Oh, yeah, you put the summer ones on, too.
But I think, you know, this gives your current provider an opportunity to, provide a proposal as well as others, and we can evaluate the cost and get hopefully the best cost and the best product for the township via this.
Yeah, this service has turned into a commodity, like, good practice, and non-municipal governments, every year you put it out, you always get a lower price.
The value of lost time.
Yeah, you always get a better price every year you do that with my company. That always get a better price. That service is only going to go down with fees.
Yeah. Do you want to change the vendor, or do you keep the same vendor?
Sometimes I change, sometimes I keep it.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Hold that thought.
You sit on the old report.
Yep.
You see the last report, it's done.
Hold that thought. We'll get to that one next. So, if there are no further questions, may I have a motion?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes. This is Resolution 238-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the solicitation of proposal for animal control services during calendar year 2024 using BidNet Direct. And Councilman Kachanowski, to your point, we have an animal control officer we contract out with. There aren't that many around, but this is, we're going to go through the process and see who's comes up better, who puts in for it. I would not be surprised if we only. I would not be surprised if we only get one bid. So, may I have a motion? All right, here you go. It was a tie.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Councilor Blazer?
Yes.
Councilor Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Rolette?
Yes. Next, we have Resolution 239-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the Chief of Police and Township Administrator to advertise and solicit applications for a Class 2 Special Law Enforcement Officer. Can be. So the Class 2 can serve at the high school. Class 3s can as well, but a Class 2 can do, if I recall correctly, more than a Class 3.
Oh, okay.
They're able to do actual police work.
Yeah, so they could.
Correct.
Okay. That's why we're just going to be using the class.
It'll provide some flexibility for the department in terms of how that individual will be utilized.
Is this a replacement position?
No, this is a resolution to solicit applications.
Correct. Right. This is allowing them to go. Yeah. Start the hiring process.
Right, so the intention to hire, is it a new position or a replacement position?
I believe it's replacement.
It's a replacement.
Yeah. Right. I think it might be Al's spot-ish.
Okay.
I can't talk with individuals. We can't identify individuals. But it is a replacement.
Okay.
Position.
No, I mean, it makes sense. We have a thing.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Yes. All right. I'm going to change the title slightly on this next one. This is Resolution 240-2023. The new title will be Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase through Capital Ordinance Number 1186-2023 from New Jersey Fire Equipment Company of ventilation fans in an amount not to exceed $13,800. Actually, I meant to have a that's right. That'll be fine. Questions, comments? And yes, we'll note that Council President Strauss recused.
No.
This was capital money budgeted for purposes such as these. All right. May I sit there? You go. Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millett?
Yes. Next is Resolution 241-2023, which I also slightly modify the title for. A resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of gas detection meters through Capital Ordinance Number 1186-2023 from Whitmer Public Safety Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $9,244. This is State Contract New Jersey State 20-Fleet-01118.
Who's using the meters?
This will be the fire department using the meters. And again, same. Same deal. May I have the second? First, second. Oh.
Councilor Blazer?
Yes.
Councilor
Kachanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Lund? Yes. You can come back now.
Here.
As we near the end, we've got Resolution 242-2023, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the strategic plan for funding municipal alliances, Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse for the fiscal grant cycle July 1, 2024 through June 30th, 2025. This is a program we support, I think, annually. It's at least periodically that we have to do this. And I think it's all for a good cause, so I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor
Blazer?
Yes.
Councilor
Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Mayor Lund? Yes. Next, we have Resolution 243-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the solicitation of proposals for information technology consulting and management services using BidNet Direct, just like we did before. Service we currently have, we're just seeing what else is out there. Yep. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilor Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kozinski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Melon?
Aye. Resolution 244-2023. Speaking of keeping them honest. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the submission of a letter of support for a proposed community solar project at 111 Cokesbury Road in Clinton Township. Now, we received, the clerk and I, and some others, a request for such a letter shortly after our November meeting, but they needed it right away. And I was not comfortable providing such a letter without having it discussed at council. I was not aware that they received an extension, so I didn't bring it up at the last meeting. They did receive an extension, and they have hounded the clerk and various other members of the governing body, I believe, for a letter. Now, it does seem that they've had some prior approval for similar solar panels, if not at the very least, on this current site, which is a warehouse on Cokesbury Road. You're not 200 feet from it, are you? Yeah, I think you're okay. Nothing. There's a question about proximity.
The current panels have been to provide power to warehouse.
Correct. So this would be for a community solar program. Community solar is a statewide program that provides the opportunity for residents, especially those of low income, to participate in solar projects without actually having to be able to put one up on their roof.
They actually did a project I looked up online recently. So
the same outfit?
The same outfit. This IS, whoever their name was.
Yeah, and I initially had concerns about weighing in on such a project before it had been through the planning board, not knowing that it had been or a board of adjustment. Also, some concerns about endorsing things just generally like that. Specific projects just kind of feels a little. However, I understand, Cecil, it is a problem, not a problem, but a requirement of the program that they receive a letter.
Yeah, based on what they told us, that I think they're accurate. It's one of their submission items. They did provide us with a whole bunch of sample letters that other municipalities have already passed.
And I don't usually just go by.
I mean, to your point, it would be great. It's unclear if they're going to have to add panels to the building for which they'd be seeking approvals, or if they're using what exists, which has already been approved. So I completely understand your discomfort. What I have tried to do is just keep the letter as, you know, neutral as possible. I mean, the main point being, through this project, they're able to provide electricity at a discounted rate to low and moderate income households, and in order to be in the program, that is one of the requirements, is that there has to be a discount. So I think I tried to just focus the letter on, hey, that's a good thing.
I can live with. A general, I support the program as long as they get all the proper local approvals.
Well, and I think based on that, and Mayor, I can work with you on the letter. I've already drafted something, but we can certainly work together on the wording to make that more clear.
Okay.
As long as we're not trying to influence one of the boards to grant.
Correct.
That.
Because they need help. We don't even know. We don't even
that. That, and I mean, just from a practical perspective.
Right.
We don't have all the details we would need to be able to say that this is an appropriate application.
Correct. And so
I don't know how tall the panels are going to be. I don't know how wide they're going to be. I don't know where they're going to put them. I don't know if they're there already or they're not there already. I don't know.
So we could also change this simply to the, you know, having a community solar project in town that provides, you know, discounted electricity would be a good thing, and that way you're not necessarily commenting specifically on this installation, because I wouldn't want you to be commenting on it.
Well, it's a bit of a chicken and egg, though. They probably wouldn't seek approval unless they knew they got the ingredients for it. So,
they may be using the existing panels.
Well, they're just not. That's fine.
Councilman, you had already contacted me before the meeting. Yeah. There was a little bit of a discrepancy. Their attorney had reached out to me. He said that the panels that they were going to be using are already installed and were approved.
possible.
But there was a reference somewhere to Meetings Act, so there is a little bit of lack of clarity.
I'm okay with saying that we support projects that have received the necessary local approvals. I mean, the other thing is, what if they wanted to put them on a farm field, or who knows, right? I mean, I don't think there is one there, but...
Right. I mean, and they're going to do that in zoning in some cases, but they need to site plan approval and all that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think for that, they were clear that these are panels on the roof of the building.
Right.
So we'll work on the language. Make sure the letter.
I think the resolution provides some flexibility.
Well, that's the point of the township, but the objective is good. So it kind of follows on what we're doing for the housing. The residents there can sign up to vote and get a bit of discount on green electricity, which they could not otherwise do on their own. Because if you're at the Willows, you're talking about the solar panels on your roof. So if you want to come in, you design for green power. I don't know if they save money or not.
Purportedly, they're supposed to, but.
Well, I hope they do. There's a lot of these program rooms. This is the first local one for here. Because I did want some luck, but I went on in our area that we can sign up for. So this would be good.
Okay. You beat that horse to death? Yeah. Anybody? All right. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Wieser?
Yes.
Councilman Kajanowski?
Yes.
Council President Sharp?
Yes.
Mayor Miller?
Yes. We'll mosey on down to public comment for items not on the agenda. Either of the two members of the public, Deputy Chief Wong, Ms. Springwell, anybody have anything to comment upon?
Nothing, thank you.
All right. Seeing no movement, I will close public comment, and we will move to the executive session. The text of our executive session resolution is on the agenda. Just for the record, the items that will be discussed are pending or anticipated litigation and employee disciplinary matter, NJSA 10:4-12B7, and also matters falling within the attorney-client privilege involving legal briefing and training by the township attorney, NJSA 10:4-12B7. We don't know exactly when these matters will be able to be disclosed to the public, but we will not be taking any action following the meeting. Will we?
No, it says we may.
Oh, it says we may. Oh, may. You're right.
I don't believe we will.
But I don't.
Okay.
We will not
so
be.
That's my knowledge, it won't be. But I'll have that on that I think
I can say that definitively. We won't be having action. So, in that case, may I have a motion to move to executive?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman
Luther?
Yes.
Councilman
Kajanowski?
Yes.
Councilman
Schatz?
Yes.
Mayor
Lynch?
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Chief.
It is 8:28. We have returned from executive session. Councilman Glazer.
Second.
No, adjourned. Thank you. Seconded. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajanowski?
Let it roll. Sure.
All right.
Meeting is adjourned.